Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. So I'm joined today by Marley Laffer, the president, Henry Mayo Newhall Hospital Foundation. She's also the vice president for marketing and communications for the hospital. Marley, for 16 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But before you do that, please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Marley, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. Well, thank you, Paul. Appreciate being part of this. So I work for a hospital, and I like to say that a hospital is a building with four walls, and it houses a lot of heroes. And particularly this last year with the last 2 years with the COVID pandemic, I think people have seen that our healthcare team really are heroic. So to that extent, how we make sure that they're doing the best that they can do, that they're being the best that they can be, you know, for us, it's a lot of steps. Obviously, we like to ask our people what they're thinking, what they need, what they desire, how we can all as a team be better. So we try to listen actively. We also try to empower, particularly in healthcare, particularly with our clinical staff. They are making decisions every moment without the time or the ability to necessarily, you know, check with somebody. Mm-hmm. They have to be well-trained, have good instincts, and they have to know that they're able to do what they think is best. In this last couple of years, the other thing that we really are trying to do is to recognize, to acknowledge our people. We think that's so important. And that's a large part of being a community hospital, is when our community gives us great feedback, whether it's complimenting something that occurred, a situation in the emergency room or a screening procedure, or whether it's making a donation to us as we're a not-for-profit entity, or just sending a nice letter saying, thank you, you saved my life, you held my hand, you helped my husband, whatever it might be. So I think acknowledging, rewarding, recognizing is really critical.
Well, Marley, thanks ever so much for your insights there to help people and organizations be their best. As you know, we're based here in Santa Clarita, and we always hear fantastic things about the hospital. So a big thank you on behalf of us and our neighbors. And then just a message out to subscribers before you check out, have a look at our events page for our website for the complimentary professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis. Marley, it's so good to see you again. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Marley, thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, you too. Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.